And now it's time for Back Talk, where we lift the curtain on conversations happening on the Tell Me More blog and get a chance to hear from you, our listeners. Lee, our web producer, is here with me as always. Hey, Lee, what's up?
Hey, Michelle. A lot of interesting material. Within the past 10 days or so, there have been a handful of incidents in this country with racial overtones that have caused outrage. For instance, last week, we highlighted a case happening in Bigg County, West Virginia, where a black woman was reportedly beaten and sexually abused by six white individuals. Here's Valencia in Los Angeles on her thoughts about how what happened in West Virginia really points to a larger issue.
While I may not live in a rural area, my maternal side of my family is just from outside Birmingham, Alabama. So based on some of the horrific stories shared by my grandmother, I know how disposable black women can appear to be. Forget about what Kanye said regarding George Bush not caring about black people. America doesn't seem to give much of a damn about black women. And when stories arise about us being sexually assaulted and abused in some way, it may be in the news for a second. However, you are not going to see the kind of Lacey Peterson or Natalie Holloway coverage.
Well, thanks, Valencia. I think some people might disagree that that case got a lot of coverage, but I think here's a case that I think nobody would disagree got a lot of media coverage, the Gina 6 case. This week, thousands of protesters traveled to Gina to condemn what they viewed as the racial injustice in this town. Many in the country believe that this is emblematic of a trend of African Americans being treated far more harshly by the criminal justice system than whites for similar behavior. Many of you called our comment line to express your views about this. Michelle in Las Vegas thinks that the fact that many Gina residents left town before the protests says a lot.
If their intent was to get the races together or to even show that, you know, what has been said about them is untrue, then that would have been the greatest opportunity to be open to the people that were coming. And just the fact that they're closed off and hiding in their houses, that says even more about them, that if they're not open to this venue, to this state, then how are they going to be open to other residents, you know, when the media leaves? They're not. So I'm very disappointed in the residents of Gina.
And some think the case should be receiving even more coverage.
Hi, this is Majid. I'm from Newark, New Jersey. I'm a truck driver. My comment is no, I do not believe that the Gina 6 is receiving enough of attention in the media. There should be more. There should have been more.
But Alex just wants to know that when all is said and done, there will be something to show for all the focus on Gina.
I hope, like Al Sharpton has said, that this is the start of a movement to fight injustice all over this country, because there are a lot of Gina 6 type victims nationwide under this criminal justice system.
Thanks, Alex. And lastly, blogger Ron wanted us to know something that's on his mind. He writes, I find myself upset by symbols. We only seem to rally when a noose is let loose or a cross is burned. I had the sad honor of being asked to review the fall lineup on TV shows over the weekend. He goes on to say, from his observation, that 90% of the cast and crew of programs he previewed were white, very few people of color.
And Ron, thanks for the idea. Just so you know, we'll be taking a look at the fall television season next week. Thanks to all who called or wrote to us this week. And thank you, Lee.
Thank you, Michelle.
Remember to tell us more about what you think. You can go to our blog at npr.org/tellmemore and blog it out.